With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli journalist Haviv Retegur says the destruction of Gaza and its civilians has been a key part of the Hamas terrorist war strategy from the start.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
Haviv Retegur says the Israeli government is now at a major crossroads in dealing with Hamas.
The Israeli cabinet now has to decide whether to let the last hostages potentially die for the war effort, which is agonizing and painful and horrible decision to make, but militarily may well be the right one.
And Haviv Retegur was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. House Speaker Mike Johnson was in Italy this week on his first foreign trip as Speaker and said his legislative counterparts from other G7 countries are expressing concern over America's recent role on the world stage. On the Salem Media Group program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, a Louisiana congressman, offered a diplomatic answer.
To put it frankly, I don't talk to our allies about this openly, but you and I know that the Biden and Harris administration have appeased and apologized and accommodated the enemies of our country. And we know that when Donald Trump was president, America really did project strength on the world stage. And our adversaries feared us, and they knew that aggression towards the U.S. would just not be tolerated. He brought back the policy of peace through strength, and we desperately need it again.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill today at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on many of these Salem News Channel stations. Boeing's first astronaut mission is finally over. The company's empty Starliner capsule landed in the New Mexico desert last night with its two test pilots left behind at the International Space Station. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars. But the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died back in 1900. The school says the document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. Boeing Starliner capsule landing in the New Mexico desert late last night with its two test pilots left behind at the International Space Station.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams should have returned to Earth aboard Starliner in June, but their trip to the space station was marred by thruster failures and helium leaks. NASA ultimately decided it was too risky, so the astronauts will return next year with SpaceX and Godspeed. Ron Taylor reporting.
As they position themselves for a possible new domed stadium, the Cleveland Browns are renaming their current facilities.
The NFL team announced a 20-year agreement with Huntington National Bank, a partnership that includes naming rights. Cleveland's Lakefront Stadium will now be called Huntington Bank Field. The new partnership comes as team owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam consider moving the team out of downtown and into a domed stadium.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at srnnews.com.